Hello? Hello?
What up, though? Hey.
How you doing, Sister Jeanette?
I'm all right.
How you doing today? Surprised to see you, sis. Somebody else out here?
I don't think so.
How you doing today? How your day been going?
It's been all right. Just trying to turn stress a book. You know what? The devil is alive, and I said he ain't winning. So, yeah, still all right.
Yeah, it's been kind of stressful. It seems like it's been kind of stressful for everybody, man. Got to keep it together, man. Got to somehow keep it together. I'm the strong survivor.
I'm trying. I'm definitely trying.
Seems like we just got joined by somebody.
Sister Hawanda, how y'all doing?
Hey, all right, Sister Hawanda, right.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
How your day? How your week been going?
Oh, it's been going good. Been getting good news. Concerning my son. And preparing for my event Sunday and looking forward to verse 2. I was looking forward to this and yeah. It's been
good. Your event on Sunday?
Yes. Yes, it's this Sunday.
Okay. Where's that?
You say what is it?
No, where is it at? You talking about the group that we was?
It's at Badger Rock, 501 East Badger Road. It's off Rim Rock.
Okay, like on the frontage road.
It's off. It's at the school, the Badger Rock School, but you know they call it a community center too.
Right across the street from that old bowling alley.
I think it was some car dealerships and stuff over there. I don't know if it was.
That's how you know I'm from Madison. I've been out here a long time. It used to be a bowling alley right there.
Okay. You must be.
it was a bowling alley right there years ago.
Yeah, so it's the school, but they use it for, they let people in the community use it for events and stuff like that, too. So it's at the Badger Rock Community Center, but it's still the Badger Rock School, right off Rim Rock.
What time is that on Sunday?
It's from 3 to 5 p.m.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be out of church today, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, for real. That's what's up. Definitely got it. You got the thing up? I can post it on my page, too.
Absolutely. It's on my page, but let me see.
Yeah, that last time, that's something good, though. People definitely need, man.
It is. I need to do the men to help me get some men out there.
I know, right, man? For real. We definitely need more men to stand up and be accountable. So I was just riding earlier on my little shift, and I was seeing some young guys out here knew when they was like babies or whatever, and just seeing them grow up now, man, and now they like teenagers, and now they like the younger crew that's out here. I'm just looking like, man, you know, they just need better role models, man.
That's it, for real.
We all hit the wrong role model. We always looked at the streets as something to be. Like, oh, man, I want to be like that. Like, man, we ain't got no role models, but we want to be like doctors and lawyers and, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, let's try to be street advocates. Like, man, I want to just help. Everybody want to go do some crazy stuff, man. It's just, saddens me, man, for real. But no, I can definitely try to help you push the word out there a little bit more. Even posting it on my page, even in the group that we in, the encouraging group, we can post it in there too. I really want to start getting more active in that group too. I tried to say something last week, like, you know what I mean, check in what city people was in, but ain't nobody say nothing. You know, people don't like to really say nothing on Facebook.
Right, they don't. So that's why you don't know who will show up. You know, some people might just come at the spur of the moment, but you don't. It's because it's a decision to make. You know what I'm saying? What I feel is healing, it ain't just going to happen. It takes for the work to be done, you know, and a lot of people, they be afraid to go in that work. That's why I say to offer this safe space. We just letting people know that you're not alone in what you're growing through, and you're going back into it with experience, you know, because it's really your past that you be addressing, you know, and even if it is somebody's right now, they'll know that there's somebody else that went through the same thing, and it can get better for them too.
Yeah, for sure, be like that too, man. I be just trying to.
I don't do nothing.
What you say?
I heard somebody. Yeah. No, I said yeah. That's true. Because a lot of people think ain't nobody else going through what they're going through. Exactly. And they don't realize because they be, it's almost like they probably still be in some shame, you know. It's really be like what holds us in it is guilt, blame, and shame. And a lot of stuff, it ain't your fault that it happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like
I'm
that.
Real. You ain't forgave yourself from it, or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can make yourself feel ashamed too, though.
Yeah, for no reason, for something you wasn't old enough for or capable of, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have the tools or were never taught the tools, but I bet you got them now and they don't realize that you just get to affirm that little person, that little girl or little boy or young person that, hey, I'm stronger and I'm wiser now, you know. And
yeah, like the way. You know, for real. Nah, so I can definitely start putting the word out there. Man, I didn't know you was having it coming up this fast, though.
It came up quick,
really
too. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I said something then, because I sure was expecting you and Sister Jeanette to come, because even what y'all have to, y'all don't realize that what y'all share is valuable. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's from a male's perspective to a room full of ladies, because they can be the one through some abuse, you know what I'm saying, or anything, and then to hear it from the other perspective too, so we can all sharpen each other. Iron sharpens iron, you know.
Yeah, no, for real. What about
I was gonna say,
what about what else you say? Oh yeah, I wanna do something as far as like a vision board kind of thing too though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't even be knowing. You know what I'm saying? And them vision board little parties like what Siobhan used to have will really help, because a lot of people,
absolutely,
like what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, with as far as like the books and helping people understand what they stuff that they, you know what I'm saying, they've been through, and we're writing it down and being a safe place, and even with the vision board stuff Siobhan used to have, you know what I'm saying, like I feel like all that stuff will work, you know what I mean? I've been dealing with a lot of little stuff that I've just been trying to iron out on my end before I really start, like, reaching out real heavy, like, doing extra stuff, because I already feel like I got enough on my plate, you know what I mean? But I definitely want to start putting something together as far as that, you know what I mean? And not just talking about it. So, you know, I'm definitely going to be on point, man, to start really putting something together in the next few months, man, for real.
Yeah, I feel like that's needed, especially for our young people, those vision boards and stuff. That's something to get them out to just, you know, boggle their mind. Let them know it's more to them than just the hood and hanging out in the streets, because they be so beat down by the world and even sometimes at home told that you still believe in the lies that, you know, Satan and use their parents to speak over them and everything else, saying they ain't going to be nothing, you're going to be just like your daddy and, you know, or what they done heard through these school systems and stuff like that. So they still believe in that stuff and they don't know if they got endless possibilities to what they can do and who they can be. And who they already are, because we was just talking about that yesterday too. Who they already are, you know, because who the Most High created us to be. You already been great, you know. You just been tricked out of your, you know.
Yeah. No, for real. They've been manipulated. They've been blind to this illusion that they got us all wrapped up in, man.
Yeah.
It's an illusion, and I know that too, man, and I be sitting back looking at it now like, dang, man, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even see how I did it, you know what I'm saying, or how I did it for so long, you know what I mean? But if you're not around the right type of people, man, and if your mind not sharp, you know what I'm saying? Like, you will find yourself just getting lost in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be seeing so many people now that, you know, we didn't went to school with, or, you know what I'm saying, they grew up with, or different things like that, man. It's like, dang, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, man, your mind got to be a little more sharper, you know, to just come from up out of that, man. And I just be wanting to, like, shake it out of them. Like, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people feel like they can't do it. You know,
because
like,
they're afraid. It's the fear of the unknown, because that's one thing for sure. Like, and I'm speaking about myself. I know that I couldn't see who I was for real, or create nothing for myself. I already knew that I was, but it was hard to create when you got all of that trauma and stuff holding you down. All of that stuff, I don't know if we ended up talking about that, all of that, having kids at an early age, getting married young as well, you know, getting married young as well, and you allow all of that to consume you, and you can still have a relationship with the Most High while you doing all of that. But if you allow that stuff to be your main focus, it don't allow you to focus on doing the healing work so that you can get to, you know, be your best. I didn't start to see who I was and know how much was instilled in me until I surrendered all of that pain and stuff, and then the confidence started to rise up, you know.
And sometimes it be like that too, man. So, well, we got to, like, experience different things like that, you know what I'm saying, in order to be able to overcome things and be like, oh, I'm good now. I know why I did that, and feel better with yourself, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about stuff. I think people be so worked up with being so wrapped up into all type of different things that you really not even worrying about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
Because we've been lied to through society to put your kids first, put your marriage. I remember, like, testifying that, like, that stuff is a lie. You can't put them first until you put yourself first. If you don't put yourself first, then you ain't healthy enough to do none of that correctly.
Yeah.
So if
but,
you keep on believing the lies and doing that, you ain't going to never build yourself up to be, you know what I'm saying, at your fullest.
But the truth of the matter is we do that all the way up until they get halfway grown or grown. And then once they get grown, then we start to look and say, you know, I did all of this for them all these years. I never really even thought about myself. And then you start to think about yourself, and then you go, oh, okay, well, now they grown, they out the house, it's time for me, you know. But,
that's why it's a must to do that, because you'll experience some things, man, and you wouldn't even know what to do after that. You know what I'm saying? I was just having a conversation with a person today about that. You know what I'm saying? About letting go. You know what I mean? And how to let go. You know what I mean? And and not losing yourself in the midst of all that, because you'll wrap yourself up into people, places, and things so much, man, that you wouldn't even know what to do with yourself when it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you will lose yourself.
Well, you could lose yourself. The thing is, if you're strong and you're strong in Christ, you ain't going to lose yourself. He's going to tell you to take one day at a time. He's going to tell you know, that it's going to be okay, and go ahead and do you. Now you can do some of the things you do, but then he'll catch you up. Well, he called me up. I'm like, just when I thought I was going in for the big league, well, I'm on my own now. I'm grown now. I start feeling grown.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on, I got something else for you to do. So I'm like, what?
Come on.
No.
No, but,
yeah,
for real, though.
Yeah. So I
you
said,
gotta be conscious about that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because not all people is like that. Not all people do go to God. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Reach strong
that's
enough
true.
To go to God. Like, what about the people that's still in the world and experiencing that? You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like I was encouraging them to come to the group today. You know what I'm saying? Because that definitely was what the topic was about. You know what I'm saying? With just letting things go and how to let things go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
sometimes God tells you to
line up with just what Sister Donna was saying. Like, it was like me raising my kids. Yeah, my first marriage was my kid's dad. Then he got locked up. Then I got married again after so much time. But like when he got out after doing 10 years, you know, because of your trauma, of course. And I'm just testifying. If you don't heal that trauma, you will create. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it
somebody else. It'd be the
like,
same
you got
thing.
To be the one to overprotect them and stuff. So once they dad got out, who only lived for 5 months after he got out, like, I just felt like I can once start to breathe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he passed away. It's like, it was like, psych.
Yeah. Psych.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Psych.
Yeah, it was
like,
psych.
Back
like,
on you again.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly, like, oh my goodness.
Hey, I thought
I was
going
to
have
that.
Don't,
that
was
I thought I was going to be able to say, forget them kids and have some peace. Like, literally, when you've been raised by yourself all that time, like, that one person that you know you can just turn it off, because your kids can go places, but you know what I'm saying? You would be checking in on them and all of that. I knew if they was with their dad, I cannot check on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't have to check on them. I'm okay.
Man, come on now. I felt like I got robbed. And I'm like,
yeah, you know? And then so you felt that way. I had to ask God. I say, Lord, are you sure this is what you wanted for me? Because look, now, I just got to this point. He was like, nope, not for you. So I'm like, I laugh now because I say, you want to tell God your plans and watch him laugh at me?
Come on.
You're the only one there because he's going to laugh because he's going to tell you his.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. This is Jackie.
Sister Jackie.
Oh, hey, Sister Jackie.
Yes.
Jackie.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the apostle sister?
Is it the apostle?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Apostle, Miss Nancy.
And the other part of the testimony is now all my kids is grown. You know, when you don't know what you're going to do, when you really go into the unknown, but you just have to have that faith in the Most High, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just don't know, you know, but I didn't know how I was going to make it because I was ready to just breathe. I feel like I felt like I had been holding my breath all those years.
Yeah.
And I was finally going to be able to breathe. And then it got snatched from me. It's like, oh, you're not done yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know I'm still not done, even though they've grown. But I could just testify to his goodness and his grace because I didn't know how I was going to make it this far. And he just get all the glory, honor, and praise because they all are 20. My son, my baby is 20, and the oldest is 23. He'll be 24, but I just didn't know, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Sister Hawaii, how did you deal with that when you was, like, going through all that, like, How did you?
It was faith. It had to be faith. Other than that, I couldn't, without y'all, I don't know where I'd be. And that's
okay,
one thing
that's
that
true.
I had, no
yeah.
matter what. Even though my connection,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, may have been an up and down, because sometimes we can, my walk and my worship always been for real, but it still was that learning journey. There's things that he, certain things he want to take us through because we be in boot camp, you know, for who we are to be able to help somebody else. So there were some things that I did, couldn't avoid, you know, by growing through, because I ain't going to say I'm going through anything. But it was just all him, and literally my kids was raised in church all of their life, you know. So just staying focused, and without his parents, I don't know where I'd be. I'm trying to tell you. I can't tell nobody
That's
else
true.
Nothing outside of that. My son, he was just the other day, he was like, just have a conversation with me as a mom. I say, but son, I am, and it's just that y'all's included in everything. It ain't that I'm just over spiritualizing everything. I know when I try to do things myself, it didn't go right. So that advice don't line up.
Yeah,
because
some people will feel
line
like
up the ones that I did in myself.
Because some people feel like, oh, man, you're too spiritual. Why has it always got to be about God? But it do goes back to God. Like, they just don't realize that yet.
Because God is, period.
That's man,
right.
Come on now.
All. That's all. He is. Everywhere, all times, at all things. So, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
For real.
I wanted to drop in and listen to everybody, say hi, and let y'all know I love y'all with the love of Christ. I got to go to my grandbaby's graduation online, so I'm going to check out, but I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
I love you too,
praise
sister down there.
Amen.
It was glad hearing you, and thank
amen.
You for sharing.
Yeah,
it was
amen.
Empowering what you
yeah.
shared. It was on point too. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless.
Congratulations
God bless.
To the grandbaby.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just want to say, LaWanda, you are really, really covered with the
hallelujah.
Blood. You
hallelujah.
Are you that is what I feel, what I
hallelujah.
Sense what is coming from you. We all have an aura, and I can definitely sense yours, and definitely sense, I don't know names, so I can't say. I just learned yours too. but I don't know names yet and voices, but I know I will get to know them. I'm looking forward to it. And
thank
becoming
so
a part of what we are all striving for, and that is to be with the Lord. So and to show others, to be a beacon, to be a light, so that they will see who we are before we even get to them.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I pray that we can lead them and help guide them. But most of all, we got to be able to be in the spirit when we do it.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
and that's why I'm happy you here, because I know you're an apostle sister, and there's an age difference, so we definitely want you to share your wisdom with us, you know, so us younger ones, you know, can sit at the feet and just receive. So I appreciate you for sharing that. Thank you.
Hello.
So
much. Well.
Hello.
My phone messed up. I'm sorry.
You guys. This is Mother Yolanda.
Okay.
I'm just
hey,
here.
Mother Yolanda.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm okay.
The topic about today is how do you let go?
Yeah.
How do you let go?
How do you let go?
Try doing exactly that. Let go. Do what it says.
Let it go.
Sit back and drop. Sit back and drop. Let your hands drop down to your side. Let your feet stretch out. And just give it all to Jesus.
Make it plain, huh?
Make it plain. Just give it all to him. Let it go.
Let go. Yes, Lord. Let go. Let
Amen.
It go.
I like
take
the way
your,
hand,
take your hands off of it. You know, most of the time, when we finally do learn to let go, then we go right back and take it back.
We sure
and
will.
Get ourselves involved in it again.
And
oh, yeah, that happens, baby.
I'm always
help,
doing
help
Holy Spirit. That's your problem? Well, you got to have a made-up mind.
Yes, let
you
got to
have a made-up mind. Jesus, I know I can't do it.
Yes, Lord.
I can't fix it. Here it is, Lord. I give it to you.
It may have happened with me, with my children. I love the way you put that, you know, with the way you just made it so plain. I know Brother Honor was finna say the same thing. Like, just open your hands up, you know, loosen your legs up, because that be the main thing we do when we trying to be in control of something. We be clicking our teeth, you know what I'm saying, pacing the floor, just doing things that show the signs of that we carrying stuff in our body because we ain't let it go.
Stressing. Who needs stress?
I'm learning.
Stress
don't
belong to you.
I don't think it's a problem in me letting go because I raised all of my children. They grown. But it's this one kid that's sorry. He's not even a kid. He's 20, and he's a good one. I don't know what it is about the last one. That last
he's
one is
a kid.
That last one is really a challenging one for me. And
why?
I'm learning.
Why do you feel like that?
I don't know.
I feel like it's a grieving process, and we don't realize that we even if somebody don't pass away, it don't mean like the people don't have to pass away to grieve something. You know, that's
no.
How, and it's a process in the grievance of letting
I'm
go, because that's been your end all tell all from a long time, and you down to the last one. So that's a grieving process.
Yeah, and I'm learning. I really am. I really am. And I'm not going to even say it's so much of fear. I'm not going to even use that. I'm not going to even use fear, because fear is not of God. I think it's me more so.
Amen.
It's me.
It's always us.
But I'm learning. I'm getting it. Day by day.
And you know what? But you're getting it by yourself. You're not getting it with God. Whatever you get, you're getting by yourself.
Wow.
You're not getting it with God.
Wow, yeah. I'm not going to say that because he's keeping me. I'm not going to say that.
Yes, he is.
I'm not getting it with God. I'm not going to say, I don't agree with that. I'm not going to say that, baby. I'm not going to say that. I'm really not. I'm not going to say that because I raised eight of them already, and they all grown in their own space and have their own family and doing well for themselves.
Okay.
So I give that glory to God. As a crackhead, I do that. So I know what he can do. It ain't that I don't know, because I do know. Like I said, it's me. It's me. It's got a
That's
lot to
I
do
said.
With.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name so I can talk to you? Okay.
My name is my name.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking
yes,
to
ma'am.
Me? My name is Evangeline Shalonda.
Yeah. Okay. I may not have heard what you were saying clearly. We all talking.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
we have to let each other talk so that we
yes,
can
ma'am.
Understand the story. At least I that's what I need to do. Okay.
Ma,
I'm
that's
not
a
trying.
Awesome sister.
Mhm. I know. I heard you first time.
Yeah, but his sister's a sinner too. Has been a sinner. I'm not sinning now. Yeah, I'm not a sinner now. But
right, amen.
But
amen.
I've been and I may not have. I'm not an avid reader like all of you are. I haven't been reading all my life like I should. So there's room for my growth.
Man,
and I'm trying
like
to grow.
Everybody can get room to grow.
I'm trying to grow by leaps and bounds because I lost a lot of time. but anyway, sister, I still haven't heard your name.
Yolanda.
Yolanda, okay.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope I can associate the name with the voice. That's what I'm looking forward to doing, okay?
Yes.
All right. So in the meantime, I may have misheard you, but I'm going to sit back and listen to you so I can understand your story.
No,
that
I'm
I don't not. Have,
yes, ma'am.
I don't have a clue.
First of all, I just wanted to come on here and listen. I don't have
yes,
all
ma'am.
The answers.
Yeah, right.
I came through a lot of challenges in my life, and
mm-hmm.
nobody brought me through it but God. I know this.
Amen. Amen.
I just got to let go. I just got to drop my hands like you said and let go.
Just let go. Like I love the way Sister Jackie put things. She had put something together
drop
yesterday. She told
go.
Me.
I like that.
She said,
right.
"She said it's
drop
a gift
hand.
From God, baby. Give it to him." Oh, man, that sounded so warm. It took me back to what Apostle was saying at first when he first started talking, when he was like, you know, people don't know how powerful the women is. You know what I'm saying? The women is like the nurturing words, and you know what I'm saying? And the pastor, he'll talk to you, he'll preach to you, he'll motivate you, but the women that nurture you or make you like, you know what I'm saying, console you and let you know where it's coming from. And, oh, no, when you said that yesterday, it just felt so good. I wanted to say it, but we was like doing a lot of other stuff. But indeed, you know, it made me understand really what it was, because it is like a gift that I got to give away to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I thank you for putting it like that for me. You definitely gave me a lot of revelation.
Well, I thank the Holy Spirit for it, okay, because that's where it came from.
And it be us in survival mode, y'all. That's what it be. We still be in survival mode when it's time for us to thrive. You know, a lot of our learned behaviors is because of survival. And we had to do it because we didn't. We know what nobody else going to do it. You know, so
we be
well in the situation.
Right.
However, we be to surrender certain stuff, but it be that one or two areas that be tough for us to surrender because we feel like if we let it go, it's going to fall apart. But we giving it to the right person this time. The master can handle everything, you know.
That's it. That's it.
Come on. Yes. Oh,
yes, ma'am.
That's
it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Did you still love her?
Yes.
Huh?
Sister Jeanette?
I think she said she left. She said she had to go to her grandbaby's graduation. Oh, not Sister Jeanette. My bad. That was Sister Donna.
That was Sister Donna, yeah.
Hey, Sister Jeanette.
No, I was like, grandbaby.
Right. I'm doing too much now.
I got years for grandbabies now.
Look, we hear you now. Look, we can hear you now, sis.
No, I had the phone on mute. I'm in the garage trying to get it together.
Oh, okay. We just want you to chime in, sis.
I wanted to ask you, with the question about, you know, have you ever dealt with something where you had to, like, let it go or, you know, you had to, like, remove yourself from the situation and, you know, how did you feel while going through that or dealing with that type of stuff? You know, letting something go, whether that's whatever it is.
I'm in that situation right now whereas I have let go already because I know God's going to work it out. He's got to work this problem out. It's too big for me.
Yes, Lord.
I can't do nothing with it.
Yes,
and it's
Lord.
involving my great-great-granddaughter. My great-granddaughter. Lord. I only got one great-great, and that's my great-grandson, great-great-grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And he able to.
I get lost after the grapes. Maybe it just confused me.
The Lord is allowing me to see him live. I ain't gonna get lost at it.
Amen.
I'm loving this. Loving this. That ain't no joke. But I got to deal with my granddaughter because it's her child. Her child, and she don't think her child can do no wrong.
That
ain't nothing new.
It ain't nothing new, and it's being taught to her, but it's really something for her because she's been raising these kids since she was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 18. She's 20. How old is the oldest granddaughter? I think is 22. So all six of them are in a row. The baby is 14. They got a grandbaby, you know. So I mean, a child they're raising. So it's really hard though, because it's so involved.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, but like I said, I did have to just drop on it and give it to God. You take it, you know. And I can't handle this. Ain't no need me trying. It's too much. It's too deep. It's gonna ruin my relationship with my granddaughter. She's my only granddaughter. I don't have no granddaughters nowhere. All the rest of the grandchildren are boys. Everybody's a boy, you know. And this is my girl. This is my girl I couldn't raise. I sure wanted one. I had four foster children. And they were all girls. And they didn't work out. Only one worked out. Only one. She's what do you call them? Airline stewardess. She's an airline stewardess, but they don't call them that no more. But she's been great. She went to college and everything, you know. As soon as she got out of college, she started worked there 3 weeks, and she ended up getting a job with the airlines, and she's been there with them ever since. That's 13 years.
That's a good job right there.
Yeah, that's my success story. Yeah, she's going all over the world. You know, so she goes everywhere. So I'm really happy for her and proud of her.
Yeah.
You know, but that one, I just that one granddaughter, great granddaughter. She's put a heavy load on me at this time, at this point in my life, when I'm trying to go to an assisted living quarters, you know, where they gonna do everything for me, got everything I need.
Right.
And I'm loving it. I was able to qualify for that. I'm so blessed, I don't know what to do. You know, but, you know, my relationship with my granddaughter is on the line here.
You feel like she's not listening to you and what you're telling her about the kids, or?
I'm not dealing with her. I let go. Like I said, when she did what she did to me, it wasn't quite as bad. But now it's even more so on top of that. I haven't said anything or done anything, and I know God is in the plan and he is working on her. But he's got to do it. I can't do it.
Exactly. Because
she's got a demon in her that is a kind artist. And she's kinding everybody. And they think she is the sweetest thing. Oh my God.
She says she's kinding everybody.
But the thing that she has done and the things that she has said to me are so disrespectful.
Oh,
so disrespectful. I cringed, gritted my teeth to keep from hitting her and to keep from saying anything. But I
well, you said a mouthful when you said it's the spirit that dwell on the inside of her. Sometimes we'll get caught up on the person, but it be spiritually. Holy Spirit is showing you what to call out in her. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
what she's been. Yes, and we just got to look at it from that perspective, because he'll have you getting bitter with your great-grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? And resentful in your heart, because that's how Satan works, you know. So he want to trick you out of your position. So you, the prayer warrior that you are for them, he just wants you to call those things out. Stay on the assignment.
That's right.
It don't be easy.
It's not easy.
He wants us to lose focus of the situation when you the one really
I'm
in control
sorry,
of
but I'm
it
laughing.
Because he's allowing you to identify what it is to call those things out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta back up and let that other person just be like, okay, you don't want to listen. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know what I mean? And just let them be.
Yeah.
This is
learn
the hard way. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you don't know what you did. Daddy,
your mommy and grandma.
I know. Because we'll feel bad and then start working on us. And now you burst up. Now you worry. Now you go dealing with all this. Like, hold on, man, it's too much work. Let me just let that go.
Nope. I can't let it go that way. I can't let God see me like that.
Yeah, the enemy wants you to turn yourself into the victim, but you're not a victim of anything. He already told you who you are in the situation, the one that can identify what's going on. So just don't abort the assignment, because we got to intercede on their behalf. We got to stand on the wall, because just as how, you know what I'm saying, the time when we was growing up and those things been on us, we just got to extend them that same grace that it took for us. Because
yes, Lord,
things don't stop happening. Things do not stop happening, but it's our relationship with the Most High that gives us the grace to grow through those things better.
Thank you for that. Yes, yes, sister.
I be thanking God for that man for real, because if he wasn't working on me, man, I'd be doing what I want to do, and that's not a good thing at all. It's going to take me nowhere.
Yeah,
because that's a part of letting go, too, letting go of that old us. You know, it's so easy to do what we was used to doing, to the point to where you have to identify and be conscious about doing something different, even to speak over that thing to yourself, like, nah, that ain't me. That's who I used to be. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling
that's
you,
right.
Satan is on his job, and he don't get no glory in this situation, but we just have to identify it. So we don't miss the call. When you start to see it, that's him showing you who you are in him. And he wants you to use not the tools of the world and give in. He wants you to go into spiritual warfare and prayer and calling those things out. So it's
that's really
a beautiful thing. That's a place to rejoice. Like, thank you,
it sure
for showing
is.
Me.
It sure
thank
is.
You for showing yes. me. You ain't leaving me in the dark no more. Because if you left in the darkness, you're going to go to acting just like them, which makes you on a same team. And we
that's
can only
right.
be
that's
on two
right.
teams.
Yeah. No, you're right, though, sister, for real. And sometimes your blessings are tricky like that. Let me do this, man. I mean, this person did me like this. This person made me feel like this, man.
Okay.
Let me, and you ain't doing nothing but playing into what the enemy wants you to do.
Set you up for the hokey doke. I'm telling you, we can't give him a lick because he's gonna take him out. We cannot give him an inch. People think he need a whole open door. He don't. All he need is a little crack like
don't.
A rat. Think about a mice
crack.
With no bones. I'm telling you. He don't need no open door. He coming up under your door if it's a crack up under there.
Just like roaches. Yeah. That's how they get in.
You gotta be conscious about that, how you let the enemy in.
Yes, and when you get off top, don't let nothing slide. Every negative thought you think about yourself or somebody else, don't let it slide. Rebuke it, I'm telling you, because if you let one, next thing you know, it's going to be two, and it's feeding itself. I'm telling you, to become something big and explosive, we can't play with it, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I know that from experience, though. For real, I get to feeling all dirty, though, when I get to feeling like that. Like, hey, you know you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, you know you can't go do no stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'd be like, dang. I know God working on me, man. But, man, if it wasn't for God, boy. For real.
And then we just got to be intentional about finding that word, because his word is what won't return void, and everything under the sun is in the word. He'll remind you if you hold your peace, I'll fight your battle. So if you say his word back to him, he's not going to return void. You feel me? He's going to show up, because he's not a man that he should lie. I'm telling
you,
he's standing on his.
That's right. That's
right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes,
hallelujah. All glory to God. Yes. We just read our reminders, and we already got it in us. And when we forget, find it in the word. I'm telling you, I don't care if you got to go to Google. What's the scripture I need for sadness? What's the scripture I need for anger? What's the scripture I need for loneliness? What's the scripture I need for holding my peace? You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's gonna lead you to it. And the word is the only thing that's gonna stand at the end. Everything ain't our words ain't on nothing, but his words stand firm. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Having the faith of knowing what you're doing, like you said, you do gotta tell yourself, like, man, that's the old me, man. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying, man? I can't really try to work on the new
yes even if you know you're working on it, because you're speaking those things that were not as though they were. I'm already healed from that. I'm already past that mindset. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the old me, to continue to affirm yourself, because his word looks tell us just that. You got to speak it as if it's already done, even if you are working on it.
Amen. It'll definitely be like that, man. For real, I be having to be so mindful through here. It's like a battle, though. It's like a fight. It's like you got to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? Even when you feel
it
like,
is.
You know,
it ain't easy.
It is. That's right. That's right.
Even with letting things go, you know what I'm saying? Even that is a fight. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy will try to trick your mind, you know, to make you feel like, oh, man, you crazy. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why it's good to always have
he
your heart and good
intentions.
He's losing
one of his members, and we have to realize that. We ain't going to ever say, oh, I was on the devil's side, but you was. Your actions, everything you was doing showed whose side you was on.
Yeah.
Even if you don't confess that out your mouth, don't get me upset. But we have to know he's on his job. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and not yet all the way in that order. But he coming. He doing his job. That's why, like you said, it is a fight. It's a spiritual fight. We used to fight naturally. That's why it's okay to put down the guns. Put down your fist, because this is a spiritual fight. Now we wrestling not against flesh and blood. We can't be getting caught up on the person, because it's the spirit. It's a whole different type of fight now.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
But he said, you get on my side, you just switch partners. Don't think you're going to stop fighting, because you will jump up and fight in a minute. You know, you got that down pat, and then people get on his side and think they got to turn into a punk or think they becoming soft. No, it really take a lot of strength to give it to him.
Yeah.
So you even stronger than you was when you was out there fighting your own battle. So it's a trick of the mind. You have to retell yourself the story.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Wanda. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit.
Take it to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we got to reframe our words. We got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's what we got to be intentional about praying that, hey, change my language, because this language stuff got us speaking all kind of curses over ourselves. But the devil is a lie. As long as we intentional about it, he going to cover us in the midst of that. And then he going to lead us to some new words that is going to take practice to keep up. So don't get tired of telling yourself, that ain't who I used to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm better.
Yeah.
Don't get tired of it. Because we have to change our subconscious at this point. We don't know that we done believed that old story for so long. We got to be intentional about changing it, because it's more than just saying it out your mouth. Our subconscious has to change, because it's what your body believes.
Yeah.
No, amen. For real, though. That's what I was saying.
Amen.
Being genuine about what you're doing, period. About what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be the one to do it, and do it with good intentions. Don't do it. And you know what I'm saying? You know, you got something sneaky behind what you're doing, because then that's going to determine whose side you're on, and your actions are going to keep that. You know what I mean? You ain't even got to say nothing. It's just going to be like, oh, yeah, we know what side you playing from. You know what I'm saying? Because when it's coming from a God side, you know, a holy side, it's more pure, and it don't hurt. It's more healing, like what the apostles say all the time. You know, when everything you touch should get better.
If it's rebuke or correction, when Holy Spirit tell you to do it, it's going to land different. You know, that's what it is. You feel me? You right. It don't have to be just telling you something good. It can be saying, giving you a warning for something, and you can receive it because your heart posture is different. You ain't thinking that everybody is against you, so you think everything is a shot at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because sometimes people think that too. Like, man, you trying to take a shot? I'm like, no, I wasn't taking this shot at you. That's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? And being able to receive the information. So many people be judgmental or defensive about, you know what I'm saying? You got to be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? Yes. And I feel like if you're honest that's with yourself, right. then that's the first thing that you need to fix before you try to change anything. Take the other one
and
both of them.
That's how really how you identify who you're talking to, because you can't cast your pearls among swine. You know what I'm saying? Some people
right.
want to be in the atmosphere
that's
and
right.
look like it's going on or look like they doing this and that, but that ain't the fruit that
they
really bearing. You know, it's always spectators there. People ain't there for the right reasons, but that's how you identify what you among.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I was just saying that, too, though.
Yeah.
You can't believe the hype, man. So many people are trying to make it seem like it's something with what it is, but you're right. The fruit, you know what I'm saying? What type of fruit is this person bearing? You know what I mean? And we got to be conscious about that. And I feel like we do it as a people, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the way the internet is now. You know what I mean? A person, all you got to do is go on there and look at Facebook, and you'll look at your life and feel depressed, man. You know what I'm saying? Just off a post or something somebody else did, and now you feeling like, oh, I ain't good enough, or I can't, you know what I'm saying, do it like this. So then you like, oh, man. Feeling down, but in reality, that's just an illusion. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what people be going through. People are just posting stuff like, oh, no, like, man, for real, stick to what you got going on, man, for real, and keep God first.
That's right there, brother. Because he can have us all doing the same thing, but what he anointed you to do, I don't care if it's the same thing. He anointed you to bring you your personality to the way you do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like being 10 loaves of bread.
Right.
It's 10 PDQs come up, can be on the same street. What you anointed to do is for you. It don't matter. You can bring it in a whole different way, and it's your character, your fruit that's going to allow, you know what I'm saying, the anointing to flow through you. And
that's right.
That's just how it is. But the world wants us to be jealous and looking at other people. Cause, no, I can't do it like you. I can only do it like me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, for real. And I've noticed people.
But also, I respect what you do and how you do it. It ain't no shade. You know, the way you do it is how you anointed to do it. So ain't no hate. Ain't no love lost. Do your thing. That's the part we miss, to be able to compliment somebody else, you know, for the way that they do it. And knowing
that
the way you bring it don't got to be, it's custom made to you, tailor made to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got to be authentic. You definitely got to be authentic.
Brother, I can't believe that neither, man. I got it right at the top of my tongue. Devon. Yeah, ain't it? Brother.
It sound like it.
It's Brother Hakeem.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you was I thought you was the brother that be reading on Wednesdays.
No, sir.
Welcome,
brother. I just been out here listening for about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know you was up here. I can't hear the things. You know, normally I can hear when people pop in. I can't hear it. But how you been, though, brother? We talking about just letting go, man, a different topics, man, you know what I mean? But tonight, that's what I had on my heart, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, letting go and how to let go healthier, you know what I'm saying? Because not all
how
people
to let
know
go
how
and
to
let
go.
Let go and let God. God.
Hallelujah. Say it like that.
Sometimes it definitely be hard to let go. Or, you know when to walk away, or you know what I'm saying? Like you're saying, but God, I think experience is definitely a teacher, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You just got to have faith.
Have you ever experienced and stuff? It ain't necessarily got to be like a relationship. It could be people, places, or things or something that you had to let go, and how did you feel from it?
Oh man,
you
know how it go. Like a release, you know what I'm saying? You know, I remember being part of a group and thinking like man, this my group right here, like, you know what I'm saying? One sound, one band type deal. But somewhere along the line the sound changed, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying, had to go to a different song because, you know what I'm saying, it just wasn't for me no more. So, you know, at the end of the day, it definitely made me feel better. Was it a difficult decision to make? Yeah, it was. I'm right, afraid about, you know what I'm saying? I asked for some type of visit, you know what I'm saying? I got it, so I had to go ahead and walk with faith at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Good for you. Brother Arnold, I just popped in. I've got a few minutes. I wanted to just stop in and say hi to everybody. I was listening to the young man's testimony. Hey, God bless everybody. I was listening to the young man's testimony. And it's just an awesome testimony because it sounds like at some point God was opening his eyes. And he was starting to see things for what they were, not for what he was hoping them to be.
Yes.
Oh, praise him, praise him.
A lot of times
we
get confused with that because most of us are looking for is love. We're just looking for some people to love us and some people we can trust with that love. And ultimately, it's really difficult to find until you find some folks who know what love really is. And then you start looking for new friendships, new relationships, and things like that. So I thank God for your testimony, brother. Hopefully and prayerfully, you'll find some people here that you can trust with love.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I didn't even know the apostle was
over
here.
Yeah, I did about 10 minutes ago.
And he was not here back. That man is not here by accident. What's your name?
That's right.
Raymond?
Hakeem.
Hakeem? Oh. Okay. All right. Hakeem, I got it. Yeah.
That's a good name. What does it mean?
That is a good name.
It means wisdom.
All right.
Praise God. Praise God.
Well, hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you're not here by accident. That's for sure. I don't know how you came, but however you came, you were blessed.
Amen.
You were definitely blessed.
Yeah, and Akeem, I just looked up your name, right?
Yes, sir.
So in the Hebrew, your name means God will establish.
Hallelujah.
God will establish. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes. Yes.
In the Hebrew, that's what it means. God will establish.
Yes.
Sometimes
glory.
You know, we have to go through some things in order to become established with God. There's many people that are on this line that can tell you they've been through holy hell in order to find their way to heaven and to living a certain type of life. And a lot of times, you know, your history is part of what God uses to create your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you can see it and you can see what's wrong in it, you begin to start applying principles to your life that start changing your trajectory. And you become a person that then develops a spiritual umbilical cord, like a woman who has an umbilical cord to her child. Right, and all her nutrition and sustenance goes through the umbilical cord into the baby in order to keep it healthy. You develop a spiritual umbilical cord that'll reach back and grab some folks, and you'll get them healthy.
Amen. Oh, bless you. Oh, you blessed.
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
As soon as you get healthy, you'll make a
Wanda, what you just said, Wanda, what you just talking about that earlier, about you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yes.
because we believe what, you know, what the world been telling us all the time. Oh, put your kids first. Put this first. No, that's been a lie from the pits of hell. If you don't put yourself first, you ain't healthy enough to pour into nothing. You going to always be even throughout two marriages, I carried that alone. Put them first, and then I'll be the one standing up after I done served everybody their meal. Don't even take a seat. No.
Yeah.
No, no, that ain't.
What'd you say? The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
I just popped in. I heard Sister Hawanda doing she was sort of kind of doing some teaching. It was powerful. It's beautiful. I'm so proud of you all and what you do.
Hallelujah.
Reach one, teach one, help one. But as a people, we really do. We talked about this last night. We have to come out of this. And the only people that's going to help us is us. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous. If you know anything about that, you'll know that the foundational system that they have is one alcoholic who's been sober helping another alcoholic trying to get sober. For us as a culture, it's going to be about one black person getting healthy, helping some unhealthy black people to find health.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is making us our own solution. What we're going through in our communities and in our culture, the federal government can't fix it, the state can't fix it, the county can't fix it, the city can't fix it, the plumber can't come fix it, but we can fix it. Starting with ourselves.
Hallelujah.
And getting myself healthy. The community can fix itself. We are much greater than what they've allowed us to believe about ourselves.
Hallelujah.
We just have to be around healthy people until we get it clearly, and then we'll go make more healthy people.
Yeah.
And God will place us in that position. God will place us in that position because we're positioning ourselves.
Yes.
Through Him.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I just popped on Sister Hawanda. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't go, okay, I better get quiet. No, you don't. You go ahead and do what God was using you. I heard him. And it's powerful. So I love you all. Team, thank you for being here, brother. My hope and my prayer is that you'll keep coming back. Don't let the devil trick you out of coming back. It's one thing to get inspired and inspired enough to go out and say, you know what, I feel real good. But then, you know, I'm okay now. And that's the trick of Satan, to make you feel like you're okay. We ain't never okay, right? As a man of God that's been doing this about 30 years now, the one thing I know is I'm never okay. I'm never okay. I don't get up and assume that I got God. I get up begging for him.
Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Every single
word I'm
begging for, please don't leave me now. I need you more today than I did yesterday.
Come on,
let the enemy trick you into thinking, okay, I'm all right now. Keep coming. And if you keep coming back, your miracle will show up. Most people's miracles don't show up because they leave before it ever shows up. And God is a faithful God, and he wants faithfulness out of us. So, Akeem, it was a pleasure meeting you. And hope and pray to hear your voice again next week. Brother Arnold, God bless you. Thank you for doing what you do. Sister Hawanda, thank you. We love you with the love of Christ. Sister Jackie, my very own blood sister, I love you. And I don't know who else is on here, but love you all with the love of Christ. And I'll be here next week to support whatever you guys are doing.
Love you, too.
Amen.
All right, God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, my phone keep hanging up, man. My bad. I missed half of your story, Brother Hakeem. I got bad reception over here by my place, man. For real. But I definitely appreciate you coming out. My mom's still on here? Okay.
Thank you for sharing that, too, your story.
Yes,
because if I could say something, I remember being loyal to my own detriment. That's the old me. You know, if anybody else can relate, sometimes we think loyalty is oh so good. I'd rather have respect than loyalty, because if you respect me, you'll be, you know, you'll be that the loyalty will follow. But sometimes we can be loyal to our own detriment. And in that loyalty, we don't know when to let go, or we have these standards around the loyalty that, you know, you allow yourself to accept certain things and you holding yourself to this certain standard that's not being held up from the other party. You know what I'm saying? Because you holding yourself to this certain standard, and that has a lot to do with letting go, too. So I remember in 2020. Before, I'm like, that's the old me. I started telling myself and being intentional about that, because when you also have a spiritual gift, that's what end up happening too, when you begin to be loyal and then loyal to your own detriment. You see past the person's fault and you see their needs. You really see the best in them, when sometimes he wants you to see people for exactly who they are. See people for who they are. He had to beat that in me. See people for who they are, because you're going to end up the one with the short end of the stick every time. You're going to end up with the short end of the stick, because you see who they can be after the work is done, but they ain't did the work yet. So see them for exactly who they are and move according from there.
Amen.
And it don't mean that you let them go. You might need to pray for them in some of those situations, but stop and seeing the best in people. Seeing for who they are right now, who they showing up to be, but not for who they going to be in the future or becoming, because you blessed with these spiritual eyes. No, stop deceiving yourself in that situation. Like, no, he had to deal with me.
Yeah.
Because you will allow your spiritual gift to overwork and keep on seeing best in somebody, and you end up with that short end of the stick. It's like he had to tell me, no, see people for who they are.
Yeah.
Enough is enough, daughter. He had to tell me why he's taking up for me now, because he knows that you don't want to be looking at judging a person for who they are, but he just wants you to see them for who they are. He didn't say judge them. He said just see them for who they are.
Yeah.
Stop giving people the benefit of the doubt. Keeping it in
there. Once they paint you, let them paint you another picture, though.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
And allowing yourself, because at this point, it's my fault.
Mm-hmm. No, you're definitely right about that.
Come on.
For real. We allow ourselves to do that, too, man, just from what you're saying, the loyalty part. Some of us are too loyal.
Yeah.
For real, you will find yourself in a situation like that from being too loyal. You have to definitely be conscious about it. For real. Anything.
When you be loyal to your own detriment, you overriding your feelings, seeing the best in other people. Nah, we have to remember I come first, and it's okay. I got tired of those whoopings, because that's what was happening. I was getting whooped every time, feeling like I'm the one getting the short end of the stick every time. And then he had to say, enough is enough, daughter. It's okay.
Yeah.
Use your spiritual gift wisely. You feel me? But he'll put us in training camp. That's really what it is. He'll show you who you are and then show you how to use it. He's like, okay, enough is enough now. Stop seeing the best in people and see them for who they are. Because that's why you've been getting the short end of the stick and feel like you're the one being used and abused every time.
Right. Ooh, there's wisdom.
Yes.
That's wisdom.
Hallelujah. That I can take for myself.
Praise him.
Sister Jeanette, how you feel about that? Do you feel like loyalty can go too far?
Always.
Yeah.
I feel like people
You can
yeah,
look
Lord,
at
different things.
You can look in off see who's in office as our president and see it goes too far. Because it's coming out now.
Hmm.
Everything's coming out now.
For the country?
Yeah. Who's he hurting? He's coming against the poor. And he's showing himself for the rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's granting them the taxes. And I don't want to make this a political thing at all, please. But I just want you to see life happening as it is today. Not that it's going to be our complete future.
So, Lane, because we in this world, but we not of it. So whatever he thinks he's
right.
putting people through, we exempt from it. That's the
exactly.
benefits in being in the kingdom.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
He said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He ain't
that's
doing nothing
it.
But allowing man to be man so he can be
that's
Yah.
Right.
He's going to just let people know that I can be Yah all by myself. I'm going to take
yes.
care of mine.
And see
but
me.
He want to see where people face that too, because it's almost like when Corona came around, it was a lot of people that appeared to be spiritual that their faith was shaken. They were real scared.
Yeah.
So he allowed things to happen. He's
mm-hmm.
the foolish thing to conform the wise, but he gonna
that's
separate
right.
the wheat from the tare for sure. You know, people
that's
you can
right.
pretend, but he gonna ruffle your feathers so he could see what you're saying.
Yes,
uh-huh.
yes.
Yeah, people faith was sick in there, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People was around here scared they was gonna pass out from that corona.
Yeah, and that's what was leading it, fear. Fear. He won't
yeah.
that fear. Fear is of the enemy. All we have to do is stand on the word.
That's it. That's it. That is the word.
I think the whole corona thing was a big conspiracy theory anyway. I don't even think it would exist.
Yeah, not for real, for real. I think it's something behind it, but I think it's something like what you're saying. It was a conspiracy theory, for real. And I felt like that when they did that news conference, all them heavy people in the White House, and after they thought they was off camera, everybody took off their masks right away. Like, what? This stuff ain't real. Even I was working at McDonald's when that stuff happened. Man, I was interacting with so many people. I ain't catching not one side. I caught it right before it got hit, like right before it really got big like that. Like,
mm-hmm. And I feel like it was something already going around before they started calling it corona, because if you think back, mm-hmm. it was people getting the flu back to back. So it wasn't nothing but like a flu, but they put a name on it and tried to act like it ain't never been out there. But you read on the back of the Lysol bottles and it got corona on there already. So they act mm-hmm. like something new was out and this is some new strand or something. Nah, y'all the truth. But they think people don't study to show they self-approved. They think we gonna keep on believing what they say and not search the information out for ourselves. But we—that's the old us, baby. That's the old us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'll be around here trying to learn the Bible a little bit more, man. For real, though. Like, just trying to dive
yeah.
into it and understand it a little bit better, man. And that's what's been helping me too, because you do gotta show yourself approved. You know what I mean? By just knowing what you're talking about. For real, and
mm-hmm.
I be listening to
yeah.
the Bible or reading
yeah.
the Bible, and I ask Jeanette, like, because she be knowing the stuff. I'm like, dang, how you know that, or how you remember that? Like, how do people remember the Bible? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the first time in my life, like, for real, that I'll be 39 this summer. This is the first time in my life where I feel like I have really tried to sit down and read the Bible. Just being on my journey, you know what I mean? Like, when I started my journey, this is when I started, like, trying to and read the Bible and understand the Bible. And I just feel like it's giving a lot of information.
It is, yeah. But see, he'll just store it up on your heart. You know what I'm saying? And what you feed flourish. What you feed flourish, for real. And you, if you realize the how powerful it is, you'll realize it's weapons of mass destruction. This is what you need to fight the enemy. You've been fighting,
yes.
Fighting the wrong way all this time. When we trying to fight that fleshful fight, it ain't going to work, you know. You fight with the word. Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned. And then you know that Romans 28, all things work together for the good of them that love Yah and that are called according to his purpose.
Amen. For real. No, but the deeper I'm going with my walk, I'm definitely noticing a lot of spiritual things. You know,
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, as far as like the spirits that be on people, because a lot of times, like what we be saying, it's really not the person. You know, you really got to go in there and talk
Amen.
To that spirit that's within them. And we
that's
were talking
right.
about that like last week or something, Bible study or something. But and it just made so much sense because it is like that. You know what I mean? Like, people just be having this spirit in them, and we got to be mindful of that to pray for that spirit and not attack them, like, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, with our flesh and feel some type of way, because we'll do it. Self-consciously, you'll do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be
yeah.
aware of that. Like, man, you know,
yeah.
that's what I'm trying to work on is
yeah.
it's not holding on to things where people are really seeing that, no, it's a spirit that's within them. You know what I'm saying? And don't let it rub off on you, because if you're not careful, that spirit will rub off on you, especially if you ain't looking at it from a spiritual aspect of it, though.
Fact.
You know, you're just rolling with the flow.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mad and you irritated. You like, man, look, I ain't finna get into this. Straight up, this is not finna get in my spirit. I'm
not
finna go through this.
Not
man.
Today. I'm trying to tell
but you. I've been being more mindful about that, because if you not, boy, you'll let that spirit jump on you, man, and you, now you done gone with it and doing stuff, and now you trying to spread the spirit to somebody else, because that's all it is. You just be wanting to attach yourself to somebody. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to
yeah.
be on somebody,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Uh-huh.
I try to stay prayed up. I try to stay with good energy,
yes.
listening to good things. Like,
yes.
I went through I'm actually going now, I remind you, we've been in the same rate for like forever with this car. Then all of a sudden, they go up double the price of us. You know what I'm saying? So we like, no, okay. So you like, okay, we got an extra car. You know what I'm saying? Let's take my car back. You know what I'm saying? We're going to drive this car, whatever. Ooh. Why we driving a car on Saturday, the whole engine gets to smoking. I'm thinking
wow.
it's like a hose or whatever. But it was a lot going on in the midst of that. It was a lot going on in the midst of that. And, man, when I noticed it, I just got to pray and changing the whole vibe, because that's what the enemy will want, man. You know what I'm saying? For that thing to spread. And then you like, it's on you. Like, man, no, I'm finna rejoice, man. I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? Just be thankful for
Hallelujah.
Everything. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
And it's still going to be hard. It still can be hard. You still can be dealing with things, but it's how that it's how you taking it in. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, how you perceive
it in,
what's
negative,
happening. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you're gonna feed off is negative. Even if it's hard with what you're going through, like, man, you maybe got to work extra hard. Maybe you got to work more hours. Maybe you got to cut back on certain things. Whatever it is, because we all deal with different things. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
But man, just remain a strong man and checking your attitude is what I've been noticing. For real, because when that happened to me with that engine, I'm like, man, you know what? Did I see what the devil doing? I just got to thank God. My engine
Hallelujah.
Was good. Like, I was, even when I found out the engine was messed up, it's like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna sit and get depressed and be like, oh, man. Because the more you sit around and think about that stuff, man, the more it's going to get in your spirit. I'm straight.
You have to believe when one thing tear up or one door closed that he got a better one coming, and we may not know how it's coming. We just got to believe that it is.
Yeah.
When we on his plan and his agenda, you know what I'm saying? But see, the enemy want us to stay focused on what's happening. not why it's happening. He be wanting us to be the victim so bad. Like, nope, I'm victorious. He paid it off.
He do. But I was the one driving it, and I had the kids in the car with me. And all I can say is, let me make it off the street and get us out the car.
Because
it was smoking so bad. That was the only thing I was thinking about. It's a full tank of gas. Do not let us blow it up.
Yeah,
the whole time I'm in the car, you know.
Yeah.
And it didn't scare me. It didn't take my faith or nothing. I'm just like, Lord, please, let us make it out the car. That's it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is good. For real, man. Definitely got to be mindful when them situations pop up, man, for real, with anything. With letting stuff go, you know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful and keep your spirits up, man, for real.
Yeah.
Right up and just try not to let the situation overwhelm you, man, because there's so many people walking around here, man, that's lost, man. I be just be wanting to hug people, man, and just, like, shake them and, like, man, it's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep going. You can't give up. You know what I'm saying? And the minute you feel like, oh, man, it's over with. It's over with, man. It's, man, then that's when it is over with. You know what I'm saying? But now you got to get up and fight for it every day. I don't care if they take it all tomorrow. We're going to grind our way back up.
He got enough. With the Most High, we got enough to start over again. I'm telling you, we got to take it that he's saying it's out with the old and in with the new.
Amen.
Yes, out with the old and in with the new.
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
And you may not know how it's going to happen. That's where your faith in. He says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You know what I'm saying? And we don't realize that. We'll be them prayed a prayer. I'm telling you, our prayer is so powerful. We'll be them prayed a prayer. May they added it in there, and then he'll use something that used the foolish thing to conform the wise. And you don't realize, oh, this is what he was doing because I prayed this.
Yeah.
He'd be the answer to your prayers, but it don't look like what you think it should look like.
Yeah, it ain't gonna never look like that. That's what I'm starting to notice, though.
Mm-mm.
For real.
No, I don't agree.
God got his own plan for you, man.
Yes,
that's why I be just trying to let God order my steps.
Yes.
For real, so just to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's so hard, man. I'm telling you, that what I'm experiencing, you know what I'm saying? It's like a fight. You know what I mean? And if you don't fight for it, man, it's going to be easy just to keep going through the same thing. You just got to fight, even when you mess up sometimes. Just continue to fight. And like the apostle was saying, I feel like it's just keep showing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep showing up until you see your blessing. I ain't giving up until I see what I can.
But think about
how
much more you appreciate stuff when you have to work for it. When you have to fight or work for it, think about how much more you appreciate it than something that's just given.
Yeah.
So think of it in that way. You appreciate it that much more, so it's worth the fight. You know what I'm saying?
That's
because
what about
the tools that you gained? The tools that you gained within the fight. It teaches you how to get through the next one, because if people just handing you stuff and giving you stuff, they ain't teaching you nothing.
Yeah.
That's right.
You ain't learning nothing from your situation. That's what it is.
Learning lesson that
we got to go through in order to build and be like, man, you know, I came through that, man. I'm strong enough, man. I know how to go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to go through that no more. You can give somebody else a revelation for it. Like, man, this is what I did. Even if it might not work for you, you know what I'm saying? But it could still
exactly
be
exactly that way, but this is
somebody
what
else.
Yeah.
I definitely be noticing that, man, for real. No, but I definitely appreciate you all. I don't know who all on the line, because I done got lost from the digs and my phone didn't be hanging up. I apologize for that, you know.
That's
but it's going on 7. If we can start closing thoughts, starting with Brother Brother Hakeem? Is he still here? Hello?
It sounds like either somebody just came in or just went out. I heard it like, you know, made some noise. A few people might have dropped. But I just wanted to tell you, Brother 80, go on YouTube, too. It's some of them, they got them like movies. If you pull up the certain verses, they might have like four of them in one, and they'll play it like it's a little movie and break it down like they acting it out, too. So instead of like just reading it, you can watch it if that helps like stuff go into your memory better, like on YouTube. See if they got a video. Yeah, they got videos on YouTube. Then go to YouTube and ask.
I do it too. I actually do that, and I like to watch the movie and like go through the Bible and read it again. So when I'm reading, I can understand. You know what I mean? Like what's going on, or I remember. So. Yeah, no,
I did that from Genesis back to so far, just getting into it. I remember it was just helping me at the moment, you know, because this is how we fight. You know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop, you know.
Yes,
and
it is.
We just have to be mindful of what we feeding ourselves. But sometimes you be on overload, but don't be down on yourself if you only read a few verses that next day, because that overload is stored up for you too when you was doing, you know what I'm saying, a lot, you know, the same as if our prayers, you know. Sometimes you may pray a lot, and then sometimes that simple prayer could be enough because they store it up for when we need them, you know.
That's so true. Yeah.
So
Amen.
True.
Yes. Jeanette, any closing thoughts?
Can y'all hear me? I be having to find my phone.
Take it off. No, this is a good one, but I feel like what you're saying of trying to know the Bible, we do watch a lot of movies. I feel like when we watch a movie, you should go back and try and go to where that movie was stemming from. That's how I take it in, of doing both at the same time. But, no, this is a good thing to do because life has been working, been busy. And today was definitely a challenge of my energy and trying to take my faith. But I had to turn it around and said, no, you ain't fit to do that to me. And go into a deep prayer, prayer with myself, you know.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm praising them with you that you didn't give in or give up.
Yeah, and that's all I've been doing. I got some bad news today, so it was just like, no, not this person. I was just talking to him a couple of hours ago. So it's just like, it's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's out my hands. There's nothing I can do, especially right now. It's like, nothing I can do. It's out my hands. It's all you had. I had to give it all to him, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Then.
Let go and let God.
Yes.
Mhm. Sister Edgy, any closing thoughts? What did I say the name right? Apostle sister.
Jackie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bad with this. I'm terrible. I thought I had something good. I was doing good. Like, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Jackie. So, anyway.
I apologize.
Yeah. Father God, we come before you. Father God, we come before you in the name of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the God of our salvation. Father, we ask you to bless continuously, Lord, bless us with all that you have for us in this life, Lord. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to calm me down right now. Help me, for I have not been a speaker to others in a setting like this. But
thank
Father,
you,
I pray that you will bless me to be able to use your words that the Holy Spirit gives me to give to them, and that I not be speaking from my own self.
Yes.
Father, thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for all that participated on this meeting today. And I pray that you touch them, Lord, and be with them continuously as they leave this place, but never from your heart.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to continue, help us to continue to come together and grow in the learning and understanding of who you are, because that's what we want to know, Lord.
Yes.
We want to know you as a friend and as a mother, a father. You are all in all.
Hallelujah.
So I pray that we will trust and go with you and just let go and give you all that we have questions on. Give us what we need. Let the Holy Spirit continue to guide us and lead us and share with us that which he knows. And he knows all. For it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that I pray. And I give you thanks. And to God be our glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So until next time, friends, and LaWanda, Miss LaWanda, I would love to be able to talk to you privately. So,
okay.
If you would get my phone number for Jimmy, I would love that.
Okay.
I would really appreciate it at a time when you are relaxed and have free time. I'm not trying to impose. Okay.
No, ma'am, that would be okay.
But I need to talk with you. You are beacon. You are a beacon. And I praise God for you. Thank you.
All glory to y'all. And it's just from lived experience, y'all. Not nothing that I do so right or nothing like that. It's just leaning on
him. I understand.
Hallelujah.
I know how God works.
Yeah.
I know how he works. So it's what he showed, how he works for me.
Amen.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that.
I got to put a little thing together. No, but you got one coming up on Sunday. We definitely going to be there to support you.
I love that, and I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to put it up on my thing. But you all have a great night. See you all
next week.
God bless.
Okay, God
and
bless.
Brother AD, I sent you the flyer to your messenger, too.
Yes, ma'am. I see. So I'm going to put it up. I'm going to get on it now.
Okay. I thank y'all so much. Love you all.
Okay. Love you,
too.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.